Today, we'll call our meeting to order and get through this so we get on to the basketball game. So, approval of the minutes of the last meeting.
It was on November 10th, 2022. Brent went over the financial statement. We had money come in since the last meeting. Year to date, we had $863,000. Money spent was $639,000 on equipment, $262,000 on road costs, $11,000 on just general costs, with a total of $938,000. Spent with a total of $241,000 on hand in the bank, and then we should receive one more deposit around $90,000 by the end of the year. And then checks spent from the last meeting was $98,000 for the service truck, which half of it was a wire transfer, $26,000 for culverts, $35,000 for street signs, $112,000 on an excavator, $78,000 on two plows, a dump truck, and a sander, $16,000 on grader parts, and $187,000 on two trains and pups. And then we went over the budget for 2023. And so for the budget of 2022, the end of the year, we'll have a total of $953,000 with the general cost of $11,000. The rest will transfer to the capital account. And then spent was $927,000 on items, and then ending the year with $266,000. And then the budget for 2023 is similar to 2022 based on the funding received. And yeah,
any corrections or additions, comments on the minutes?
I make a motion to accept.
A second.
A motion and a second. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. And so, financial statement review and finalizing the 2023 budget.
So, all I've got is the 2022 budget, which is basically the financial statement review. And then we'll go through the 2023 budget. So, if you look under the budget column there for 2022, if we get that deposit between now and the end of the year, it's possible we're going to exceed $1 million in revenues. I haven't seen that for a while.
No. Does that put us into our audit has to be?
Yeah, we'll spend another $1,000 there.
Right.
So,
but that's only if we crack the million mark.
Right.
Okay.
So we're right on the edge there. That's really the most noteworthy thing I wanted to talk about. We'll end up somewhere, if that deposit comes in, somewhere around $266,000 in the bank, which is close to where we were at the end of last year, so not too far off. And then 2023 is just the exact same numbers.
But we don't know how much and when.
It'll all come the same time, roughly. Some deposits, they're supposed to come after every quarter. And some will come after the quarter. It could be a couple of months down the road.
But they're earmarked. Show up. They're earmarked, though, for that fiscal year.
Yes.
So is the one to come from the last quarter or from this quarter?
So it'll come from the prior quarter.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's the September quarter.
Yes.
Okay.
So the one for December will be mailed out.
March.
Sometimes it shows up February, sometimes end of January, sometimes March. It's kind of all over the map.
Whenever the funding gets processed.
And you have no idea what causes the increase or decrease? Or
all I know is it's tied to the production activity basically in the basin up there. So as the price of oil goes up or down, or production goes up or down, that impacts how much money we get. So it's royalty driven from that oil and gas industry.
Oil, gas. What about coal? Too much variable on that.
I would imagine
the other money,
so.
You know,
I don't know how
we get this money in that form, and then the other money you can go to that committee that gets that mineral lease money, I forget what it's called, and you can apply for money for other projects. This money is kind of based in the same way. It's percent, or there's a formula. But yeah, I can never really.
What do they call it? CIB.
CIB. So it's based on mineral lease money and producer counties and non producing counties, and
yeah,
it gets pooled and.
Yeah, it's probably severance tax.
Yeah, royalties.
But the CIB goes back to the counties.
But usually
you apply, and they give you part or give you a loan or
right.
a grant.
And usually they give most of it. They were going to spend it all on that rail system coming out of Vernal, you know, for a few years. And some people try to hijack it, and you get legislators who try to get it. And
yeah, they own it for everything.
Right, but this money, and it's hard to figure out how
but
it goes up.
But CIB is the same. Some years they have
right.
uranium, some years they
and
don't.
And it depends on that oil production, and it used to be the uranium in San Juan, and
yeah.
and it's mineral lease.
Whoever has leases and what they get.
Anyway.
Market-driven.
Yeah.
So is there other districts like ours, like we're 8, is it this whole state divided into districts or something that gets this money appropriated to?
The only one that I know
the
about.
Districts all get the same, or is there...
No, it's all allocated. I forget how it's allocated now, but if there is an allocation process. The only other county that I'm really familiar with was Juab. And they have a special service district, and they get the same funds that we do. It's a lot less. But
years ago they did a number up there, and they moved it to recreation.
Recreation.
Yeah.
It was all road.
It was road, and they stole it to recreation.
We're at
Juab. See, and we could do that here, but
I know we're big.
Brandon would be a big fan of that.
Yeah, and there's been a few people over the years.
Oh, shit.
You know, past sheriffs have tried to get this money.
We'd have the golf course in here instead of Brandon.
Everybody knows $1 million. Go to the county commissioners, adding $1 million.
You know, you could create another one. You could create another one and split the money.
That'd be good.
But in the past, it's just like we're just, you know, and everybody, nobody's going to touch it and do nothing with it, and we're not. And you just tell the sheriff and everybody
else.
Yeah,
I can
see
the sheriff's
coming.
He's coming.
Ed came
times.
To this meeting once or twice, you know, earlier when I was early involved, and he wanted this money.
So who has to make that decision?
The county commissioners.
Three commissioners.
Yeah,
two of
this, or two. I mean, but I thought that.
Yeah,
was,
two of them.
Yeah. They can make a decision on this board, or they
yes.
can steal
they
money.
They could dissolve
yeah.
it or create another one. Or
yeah. It was set up by the county.
Yeah. And originally one of the commissioners served on the board, and but then state rules is, you know, it's got to not be the county's money in order not to interfere with PILT.
Right.
So it's got to be separation.
Yeah. Separated, yeah.
It's kind of the other part of that is we don't give it to the cities.
Yeah, cities.
Yeah.
City. They wanted road money in Fillmore.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah, Fillmore City a few times wanted us to pay for projects inside the city, and it's like, we can't. It's got to be outside of city limits. They get C money,
yeah.
you know, and they have other sources. But anyway.
Yeah.
Well, they don't. The cities don't have, well, in some ways they do, but they don't have a direct impact on where all this money, you know, in the counties.
Right.
We have a lot more, you know, you got to provide roads for all those things.
People in those cities are going
there.
Places. So
yeah.
that's what we're trying
cities
to get up there.
Cities get the revenue from the people, but they don't have to provide the services that the county has to.
Yeah.
You know, so. Okay.
So what do we need to do with this, Brent? Just accept it?
Yeah, that's all we can do.
Entertain a motion to accept the final proposed budget for 2023.
I make that motion.
Motion. Second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. And any other reason to meet tonight?
Our next meeting will be...
It's usually like in...
Do we have? I thought we had supper tonight. We do.
Yeah, we're going over to Ashton. So
Nobody mentioned that.
So
you said
our
going to a ball game. Or...
I am.
He is.
But I need a ride to the dinner with you, and Joyce will meet me. Okay. She's over there.
Yeah.
So after the supper, you're going.
Yeah, so we'll adjourn our meeting to
the chairman change.
Very good. At the next meeting?
Next meeting.
Do we want to do that now so the next
You'll
person can
just
officiate?
Open it and then it goes to
okay.
them. We'll do that.
Well, that's right. That's
I'm going to say you.
I
still got to say the blessing.
My memory is not very good.
We could keep two of them.
Yeah, you could. It's a gentleman's agreement to rotate.
There's no.
Kind of like the commission chair.
That's what we can do now.
One guy could serve commission chair for a couple of years if they wanted.
I think they have a
LeVar. LeVar did that a couple of times.
We're thinking that sounds good.
Yeah, we do. Decided.
You don't have to.
You already decided.
It's got to be unanimous.
Yeah.
It's got to be unanimous.
Just
the
majority.
The bylaw says it's got to be unanimous, otherwise it's got to rotate.
Well, you don't need to vote.
All I can do is break a tie.
Yeah, that's it.
So, three against.
Yeah. Let's go eat before we talk about
motion for.
Motion
to
adjourn.
I second it.